Coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito. And a very appropriate tune as we get into our next interview. Welcome, if you're just tuning in, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, setting you up for your Tuesday with all the tunes you could possibly need and some cool local info as well. And teeth very much in the spotlight because I have it on good authority that tomorrow is World Oral Health Day, the 20th of March. If you didn't know, now you do. And tying in with this thing, I've recently stumbled upon a brand that is making big waves on South African shores. And if you're a hygiene freak like me, if you like to keep it clean, and if you want to make sure that your smile stays as dazzling as it can possibly be for as long as possible, you want to make sure that you're using a quality toothbrush, a quality oral hygiene product. And I've found just the thing for you. It's called Pomadent. What is it? Why should you have one in your life? Well, on the line with me right now to talk about exactly that, I happen to have the product manager and shareholder of Pomadent South Africa, Jacques Fouché, joins us for a chat about World Oral Health Day and about this game-changing brand that is rocking South African shores. Pomadent is in the spotlight. And Jacques, are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike. Good morning.
Great to have you on the line, my friend. How's your Tuesday going so far?
Oh, it's going very well. Can't complain. I'm having a lovely chat with you and the listeners. So, you know, it's great to be here. And, yeah, lovely day so far.
Keeping it minty fresh. Well, you sound like you've got a good set of teeth in your head. And yeah, obviously, this is what we're talking about right now. And a brand that, I love new products. I love product design. And as I've said, I'm a bit of a neat freak. So anything to do with keeping one's appearance and one's hygiene and health where it should be, I'm going to get behind that. And
lovely.
I know a few people in the sort of dental space, and Pomadent is a brand that they are really excited about. It's making inroads in South Africa. It's an electric toothbrush, essentially, but it's got a couple of interesting angles going for it that set it apart. Tell me about Pomadent. What is it, and why is it better than the rest?
Yeah, no problem. So, as you said, yeah, we're sort of a very recent arrival into the South African market specifically. But yeah, essentially at Pomadent, we create what we believe are the world's most beautiful electric toothbrushes and water flossers. You know, we've actually won a few international awards for it as well, for the design specifically.
Wow.
But they're not just pretty, they're super effective as well. You know, but in general, we approach the whole dental care thing, you know, from a slightly different angle, in that we're striving to really elevate people's daily dental routines. You know, we want to make it something that you actually want to do. It's not just something you feel like you have to do at the schlep. You know, we want to make it fun and sort of a spa treatment every day, you know, for your teeth. So that's what we do. Yeah, we do electric toothbrushes, we do water flossers, and yeah, it's just a great product all around, I'd say.
And you know what, the bathroom routine, the sort of morning and evening routine, it's something that we all have to tackle. You should be tackling at least before you head out of the home in the morning and before you hit the pillow. And as a space that we spend a lot of time in, you want to make it as spa-like, as luxurious, as easy on the eye as possible. So if you're going to have a couple of things sitting on your sink, you want to make sure that not only are they going to be doing the job, but they're going to look the part, particularly if you've got guests, you know, people popping in. You want to use the bathroom, and you're going to look at all the things that you've got stacked up, all your potions and
exactly.
Products. Why not make sure that everything is, from a design point of view, striking? And that definitely was something that caught my eye, is just the look, the sort of streamlined, minimalist appearance of your toothbrush in particular, but I assume the water floss has got the same DNA, the same vibe going for it.
Exactly.
And when it comes to the actual technology, am I right that, you know, toothbrushes, traditionally, when it came to the electric toothbrush line, you'd have something that sort of had a bit of a rotating or a sort of oscillating, spinning tip, but more recent technology seems to be moving in the direction of this kind of sonic-powered tech. Is that where the Poma brush sits?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, no, so we're leaning heavily into the whole sonic vibrations technology because we believe, you know, that's just so much more effective cleaning teeth as well. And it's a really comfortable way to clean your teeth as well. It's actually so interesting because I've spoken to so many dentists as well, and, you know, a lot of them say one of the main problems that they have with their patients is that people brush too hard.
Yeah.
You know, they even with soft bristles, you know, they're like really almost grinding their teeth with the bristles, you know. And with the sonic vibration tech, you don't even have to really press hard on your teeth at all. It like literally just vibrates on the surface, and it cleans your teeth like super well. So yeah,
brilliant. And obviously, with World Oral Health Day on the cards for tomorrow, this is part of the discussion now, making sure that you're doing the right thing for your teeth. And how long should we ideally be brushing our teeth for to make sure we're not underbrushing or overbrushing?
Yeah, so I mean, what I always tell people is, as long as you're at least starting to brush your teeth twice every day, you're already off to a good start, because a lot of people don't even do that. But, you know, the ideal really is to do 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night. Like literally every dentist I've spoken to as well, they all agree it's another big issue. That's probably the pressure thing. It's by far the biggest issues, or the most common issues at least, where people just don't brush long enough. So you almost can't brush too long, as long as you don't press too hard.
Mm.
But I mean, most people go for about 40 to 75 seconds. They've done so many studies on that as well, and it's simply not long enough. So you need to do 2 minutes. And, you know, that's also why you'll see many of the electric toothbrushes, Alpama brush as well, have that built-in timer for 2 minutes just to keep you on track, basically. And if you think about it, I mean, that's such a small part, like a little fraction of your day, that it can have a huge impact on your dental health.
Well, there you go. It makes total sense to me. And in a second, I'm going to give you the details, if you're listening to this, on how you could potentially be winning yourself one of these really eye-catching and tooth-catching Pomadent toothbrushes via our Life and Style social media platforms. If you're online right now, why don't you pop onto the Life and Style 88 FM Facebook page and check it out for yourself, because there's a competition post that I believe has just gone live. But while we're talking about oral health and World Oral Health Day tomorrow, talk to me about the flossing side of things, Jacques, because this is something that's often neglected, a forgotten part of many people's oral health routines, but you make it easy with your aqua flosses.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so, you know, as you say, aside from brushing your teeth regularly, flossing is definitely like the absolute best thing you can do for your dental and actually general health as well. I've read a few studies where this was super interesting to me. They've actually shown that consistent flossing can actually increase your life expectancy by up to 6 years. And I mean, that definitely got me back to flossing regularly. But I mean, if you can't, or you simply don't like flossing, you know, like with regular dental floss, a great alternative is, as you say now, these portable, what we call portable water flossers, like our Perma floss. Because they use like a pressurized, like a very targeted stream, like with water pulses, and you essentially just hold it next to your gums, and it'll clean those little spaces between the teeth and along the gum line as well. And it's super effective, especially for people who, for example, have braces. I actually spoke to a colleague whose daughter got braces, and it's such a mission to keep everything clean. And there's almost a whole instruction manual on just keeping everything clean. But the water flosser for her, at least, made it so much easier and obviously give you a lot more confidence as well.
Well, there you go. So making it easy, easy on the eye, easy on the mouth. And the brand to remember is Pomadent. If you are intrigued, if you want to find out more, particularly with oral health being in the spotlight right now, then I would seriously urge you to check them out on social media. The handle is at PomaDentZA, one word. That's Poma spelled P-O-M-A, Dent Z-A. And here's the deal. We, today, to help you, to give you a little bit of incentive to make sure your oral oral health is where it needs to be. We are giving away two Pomadent toothbrushes on our social media platforms this morning, valued at 2,199 Rand each. And the deal is to win, well, in light of the fact that it's Oral Health Day tomorrow, we want you to elevate your dental care journey with Pomadent. Add a touch of elegance to your 4-minute daily toothbrushing routine. All you have to do to enter the competition for a chance to win one of two super duper sonic powered Poma brush sets is the following. Find the post. It's I've just seen it right now up on our Instagram. So check out Life and Style 88FM on Instagram. Like the post. Follow Pomadent ZA on Instagram as well as follow Life and Style 88FM and follow the Life and Style magazine page and tag a friend who loves self-care in the comments below, and that's it. Bada bing, bada boom. You'll be in the running. For additional entries, you can reshare the posts to your story and tag as many friends as you like, and we'll keep the competition running until the 2nd of April. T's and C's apply, but get in now while the getting's good, and we're holding thumbs for you that you, listening to this, could be winning one of these super sexy toothbrushes to make your oral health routine just that much sweeter and smoother. And Jacques from the Pomadent South Africa team, wishing you a fantastic World Oral Health Day tomorrow, and really excited to see where this groundbreaking, award-winning brand goes as it starts to firmly plant itself on South African shores. What do you say?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much. No, we're super excited as well. We've got some great plans for the future, you know, some different new brush models and all kinds of things. So, yeah, no, we're super excited. And, yeah, thanks for the kind wishes. We really appreciate it.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for giving us the scoop and for giving us a little education on the oral health front ahead of the big day tomorrow.
Yeah, no problem.
My special guest on the line, Jacques Fouché, the product manager and shareholder of Pomadent South Africa, giving us the heads up just before we reach World Oral Health Day tomorrow and introducing you to a brand that you should really be checking out, Pomadent South Africa. Remember to get on to the Life and Style 88FM Instagram and Facebook platforms. Find the competition post, follow the instructions, and you could be a winner. You could be smiling all the way into the rest of the year. And while we're talking about teeth, here's Jeremy Loops giving you some sugarcane to chew on. Oh no, I hope he's got a Pomadent at hand. It's Radio Life and Style.